bold. Be brave. Be extraordinary. Be vulnerable. Be real. Be curious. Be true. Be you. Welcome to Trusting Your Gut with world-class energy intuitive Catherine McIntosh, a show designed to awaken you to enjoy the process of evolving. Have fun along the way and learn to listen to those silent in-between moments. You are the expert of your own life, and nobody knows more about the next steps to take in your journey than you. So please, listen to your gut and discover what's waiting for you to explore. Here is your host, Catherine McIntosh.
All right, my magical friends. Oh, whoa, hair. Welcome to the show today. This is for all the women out there because, oh my goodness, so much. So this last week I was facilitating my group coaching 6-month journey that I take people on. And what came out of one of the conversations was sort of this big aha, at least it was for me. And we're going to talk about it today. So for all the women out there working hard, this one is for you. So the topic today is working hard or receiving easy. And so I'm going to start with a story to kind of give you some background on my world. So I was raised by a very strong, very independent, very hardworking mother. And my dad, you know, worked, but I would not say that he was as hardworking as my mother. And that's not to give either of them kudos over the other. It's just the situation that I was raised in. And I watched my mother bust her butt to raise 4 kids. I also watched my mother cut off her ability to receive from others because she was so busy working. And that work was sort of her safety place that she cut out accidentally and unintentionally, and cut off accidentally and unintentionally this ability to receive from all of those people who wanted to support my mother's greatness, who wanted to support her in her hard work, who wanted to, you know, help her in her business endeavors. And so I was raised under the notion that women work hard. Don't take anything from men, right? Don't receive, because if you receive, you're going to have to give. So I was raised with accidentally this idea that if I receive something that I didn't ask for, I'm going to have to give something that I don't want to give. And, you know, in dating culture, there's a whole lot of things where women think that if a man is paying for a date or a meal or a trip, that they have to maybe do something that they don't want to do in return. And, you know, this show today isn't about dating. It really is about this willingness inside yourself to look at where are you working hard? And in that quest to work hard, you are avoiding receiving easy. And so every moment of every day, I believe it's our job to get in alignment with who we are. And at our true nature, women are best at receiving. And yet, some of us have been culturally entrained to run the business, to run the household, to run the calendar, to run the schedule, to run the staff, to sort of, you know, pick up all of the pieces. And when we're busy doing that, working hard, it is hard to be in the receptive mode. And the magic happens in the receptive mode. The magic happens when you surrender into your gifts, when you surrender into your energy and your being, when you allow the greatness of you to come from your head and your heart. And when you do that, you send an electromagnetic signal out to the universe. And so this last couple weeks, I had the pleasure of being able to ski with my mom. She's 77 years old. She still works her tail off. She is a phenomenal being with one of the biggest hearts. And yet in her own world, she has a really hard time receiving. And what I just realized right now, having this conversation with you, is that I don't think she feels safe receiving. She feels safer to do it all on her own, to depend on herself, to not necessarily let other people in. And so it was a really minor exchange that we had, but it spoke volumes as to how I was raised and why perhaps up until recently it had been difficult for me to receive, because working hard was sort of valued more than receiving. And so here we are in Steamboat, Colorado. I was visiting her, and I'm watching her, 77, you know, at altitude. She doesn't live at altitude. She's a little breathless carrying her skis. And I just looked at her, I was like, "Mom, let me carry them." And she was like, "I got it." And I was like, "I know you got it. I have no doubt you've got it. You've been getting it for 77 years. But I want to help you." And I saw in my mother's world that she still wanted to do things for herself. And it just, like, my daughter heart was like, "Oh, Mom, you've worked so hard your whole life. Are you going to let yourself receive that so many people in the world want to contribute to you the way you've contributed to them? They want to make your life easier and better, and they're not expecting anything in return." And so I think as women, especially if you're independent, if you run a business, if you tend to feel comfortable in your sort of action state, which is more of a masculine trait, then sometimes getting in that receptive mode, which is more of a feminine trait, can be quite uncomfortable, can be unnerving, can be unsettling. And I will tell you from personal experience, because I've been now able to dance on both sides, life is showing up with much more joy in my heart, much more satisfaction in my soul, much more resonance to my physical body when I drop the need to stay in action mode, right? So this isn't to say that my life is going to work out miraculously from sitting on the couch watching Netflix and hoping for my life to manifest in this magical way. But what I am saying is that when women get into alignment with their receptive mode, so they get in alignment, they get an allowance, they get into surrender, they get into quiet, they get into a listening state, which is something that I just realized recently I really am working on, how to become a better listener, to really truly hear. I had a situation a couple weeks ago where I kept saying to this person, I was like, "I hear you. I hear you." And they're like, "No, you're not listening." I was like, "No, I hear you." But I literally couldn't hear what they were trying to communicate. And then I'm, you know, skiing, which is one of the places in my life where if I get out in nature, if I'm outside, if I'm moving my body, if I'm doing what I love, I tend to get a lot of ahas and downloads. And I was like, "Oh my gosh, you're right. I heard the words, but my physical body couldn't hear and comprehend what this person was saying." And I just started laughing out loud on the mountain. I'm like, oh, I get it. And this happens to me a lot in business, right? This happens to me in my communication with my son. This happens to me with my communication with my son's dad, where I think I'm hearing somebody, but I'm really not hearing them. And that is, I think, I was looking at it this morning, I think it's a proponent of a survival tactic I picked up in childhood that's really just a trauma response. So I think I'm hearing somebody, but I'm actually not hearing them because I'm already set in my ways. And I had a really good teacher, and God bless my mother. I really don't know where I would be in the world without this incredible, brilliant, kind, caring, determined, never give up kind of woman. But, you know, I learned from her to do it my way, to not let my guard down, to not let my barriers down. And that set me up to be successful in a lot of areas of my life, but it also set me up for a life of miscommunication, for a life of misunderstanding some forms of intimacy. And we're talking not just with another, you know, like a lover or a partner, we're talking like friends. Sometimes I would avoid intimacy, right? Business relationships, I would avoid intimacy. And so for all of you out there, you want to look at your dynamic. I coach a lot of very successful women, and they all have this one character trait, and on different, you know, to varying degrees on the scale and on the spectrum, but they all have this trait of really wanting to do the best they can, of wanting to control the outcome, and to some varying degree, having their guard up and having a hard time trusting that someone else would totally take care of them. And so there's no right or wrong in this conversation here. This conversation is meant to invite you to consider where you might be on the spectrum of, are you working hard or are you really willing to receive easy? And so a couple years ago, when I realized that my relationship dynamics were quite skewed, I was quite a mess because I was choosing men, not knowing it, that I had power over or that I could control. And that felt safer to me than letting them control me. And I'm not saying that men want to control, but the idea of letting somebody contribute to me, already my brain had gone, oh, if they're contributing to me and if they're financially responsible for me, then they're going to control me. And not that I didn't want that, it said it scared me and it felt unsafe. And so it wasn't until recently that I realized that this need to work hard. And by the last 2 years, I have changed this pattern, right? Remember somebody saying to me at coffee one morning, they looked at me and they're like, why are you single? And I said, because my picker is off. I have been picking people where I kind of felt safe, but it wasn't really safe, right? I was the one doing all the work. I was the one creating the income and building the businesses and, you know, navigating most of the logistics of life. And even though it was exhausting to my soul, it was all that I knew. And so I decided a couple years ago to literally dive within to see if I could wake up my natural ability to receive. And so I've been working with a group of women from around the world, getting them to consider this idea of, are you working hard or are you receiving easy? And so when we work hard, right, our heads are down, we're determined, we don't really have the bandwidth or the capacity to receive other information when we're focused. It's why men are so brilliant at building things, at initiating things. It's a masculine trait to initiate, right? It's not always a feminine trait to initiate. And when a woman is in her initiation, she might not be in her receptivity. And so men have 85% more rod cells, and a rod cell is kind of like, you know, like if you roll up a piece of paper and like a scope that you can look out, not a cone, right? So we're talking about a rod, right? And so men have 85% more rod cells in their eyes, in their genetic cellular makeup of their eyes. And so they are brilliant at focusing on one task. They are brilliant at shutting out anything that doesn't match their target. They are brilliant at sitting with their feelings and emotions. And I don't mean like women are good at it, but they can be messy with it. Men sort of either shut it out or put it away until they recognize the point, and then they'll talk, right? Where women have 85% more cone cells. And so cone cells, women are a little bit better at multitasking. They're better at taking in a ton of information all at once and then processing it. That's why women tend to gravitate towards therapy. And look, men and women both are doing it, but women tend to be the talkers, right? I'm a talker. I was laughing at myself the other day going, oh my gosh, I'm so good at talking. I'm not always good at listening. And then I realized it's a defense mechanism. It's a protective mechanism from childhood to make me feel safe. And this week I was like, I'm going to commit to changing it. So I'll keep you posted on the journey, because none of us are perfect. We are all doing the best we can with what we have, with where we are, where we can be. And, you know, this idea that you have to work hard to get what you want is more resonant with masculine traits. It's easier for a man to do it because they're genetically wired in their DNA and their makeup and the cells of their eyes and the way they function and the way they process information. They are much better initiators, right? Whereas women, by their genetic nature, cone cells, 85% more cone cells in their cellular eye makeup, they're much better receivers, right? Receivers, filtering in the information. And so in the last couple of years, as I've been working on this in my own life, getting into the receptive mode and really focusing on, is my head aligned with my heart? Is my body soft? Am I, you know, relaxed in my shoulders? Is my heart open? Is my gut and my digestion sort of just like resting, right? Then that receptive mode leaves me open to let everything I've ever asked for come in with ease. Receiving easy. Women are much better receivers, even if we've shut that natural capacity off, even if we've been taught to work hard as a survival mechanism. That really is more of a man's role, is to the work hard. And so I want to invite all of you out there that might own businesses, women in particular, that might own businesses, that may be struggling with your intimate relationships, that may be struggling with your relationships in general. I want to invite you to consider, it brings up some energy, is what would it be like in your world if you started to sort of open your creative capacity to launch, to initiate from a receptive mode? And when you get in alignment with your heart, when you get in alignment with your head, when you realize that everything is working out for you exactly as it should, exactly in the timing it should, then there is this willingness and ability to surrender into allowing the universe to bring to you exactly what you're asking for and exactly in the right time. And when you realize that that is a natural, magical capacity that you have, then you will start to really value and go for the result of your own peace of mind. You will go for the result of your own joy and happiness. You will go for the result of feeling relaxed. You'll go for the result of appreciating what's already in your life, appreciating who's in your life, and appreciating how things are showing up for you. Right? There is no right and there is no wrong. This is just, are you living your best life? Are you in a place where you're having a relationship with yourself that is full of love and gratitude and appreciation and adoration? Or are you waking up and you're noticing that you're stressed out, that you're feeling like you're missing out on something, that you're bitter or frustrated or feeling lack? That is a sign that you're out of alignment with your natural capacity as a female to receive. And so as I've been doing, you know, in my own house, I meditate as much as I possibly can in the mornings. I've been not the greatest lately. I have a lot on my plate and I just honestly have not created the space. I used to do it in the mornings. My mornings have gotten busy with work. So then I kind of let that go. I could still do it at night. I just haven't gotten in the habit. But we make time for what we prioritize. And if you're prioritizing hard work, then you're going to make time for hard work. If you prioritize being busy, then you can continue to make time for being busy. If you prioritize peace and calm, having more time in your schedule to take care of you, then you will begin to prioritize fitting that into and making time for that in your schedule. And so as women, right, as this ability and gift that we have to be so clear in our energy and aligned in our hearts and soft in our, you know, just genetic makeup, whew, we open the door to a world of magic that is available to you that you wouldn't have known otherwise if you were too busy working. So when a woman gets to work hard, she takes her cone cells, right? Her ability to take in tons of information. And this happens to me. It's part of I recognize this morning. I'm like, oh my gosh, I just did that with my son. I didn't listen to him. Because I'm like, I know what we need to do. I have all this stuff that we need to do. And we need to get out the door to get you on school on time so I can get back for my clients and like all this stuff. And so I'm taking this sweet little boy that's like, Mom, I want to tell you this really cool story about soccer. And I'm like, oh, I don't have time, right? And I went, oh my God, I've been busy in this collaborating and collecting and connecting and trying to organize. I said to him, I said, I can't wait to hear your story, but can you wait till we get in the car? But even that created just a little bit of disconnect for my son. And I was like, oh, Mama Bear needs to work on being able to do it all at once, listening. But women, when they're working hard, when they are kind of grinding, when they're stuck in initiating, right? When they're stuck in chasing, when they're stuck in grinding, when they're stuck in being busy, it's sort of dims down their cone cells, and then they're stuck in their rod cells, which there's only about 15% of rod cells versus cone cells in a woman's eyes, where there is 85% rod cells and only 15% cone cells in a man, right? And so sometimes we can get stuck in a dynamic that isn't as productive for us as it could be, right? And so one of the ways that I found it, and I've talked about this in previous episodes, is I started doing these somatic exercises in my own home. And, you know, I'm lucky enough, I am going to start facilitating in Aspen at O2 Aspen, right? I'm so excited to be a part of the O2 family. And I'm going to start doing these 50-minute classes in somatic awakening, awakening your body to its natural state of relaxation. And when you get your body in a natural state of relaxation, now I don't know how this works for men, I'm speaking to the women, but when you get your body in that natural state of relaxation, your cortisol levels drop, your digestion works better, your metabolism works better, your immune system health regulates, you start to heal stuff out of your vagus nerve, and you come back to your natural state, which is to receive. And when we're in receptive mode, it's like heart opening, aligning, softening, and making space for the magic that wants to come into your life. And, you know, some of you might be listening and be like, oh my God, Catherine, that is way too woo-woo. But there actually is some scientific evidence of what happens to support your physical body in relaxing, in doing less, not more, in receiving, in appreciating. And when you do these somatic exercises, you are allowing your body to surrender into its natural state. And when your body's in its natural state, guess what? Your body can heal. Your finances can heal. Your relationships can heal. You start to listen better, which is something I'm working on. Allowing that receptivity, right? Not perfect, far from it. So my friends, may this be your invitation to consider that if you've spent your whole life, which that was me, trying to prove that I could be successful by working hard, I was proud of how hard I worked. And yet at the end of the day, there were many months and many years where I was physically, emotionally, energetically, and spiritually exhausted. I was tapped, and I didn't have enough energy for those that I loved. I didn't have enough energy to call my mom and see how she's doing. I didn't have enough energy to do what really was my heart's calling to do, because I was so focused on trying to make a living, on surviving, on proving that I'd figured out the answer. But the truth is, none of us really have the answer. The sort of telltale sign is if you are in alignment, is how are you feeling right now? Do you feel satisfied? Do you feel fulfilled? Do you feel full of light and joy? Are you enthusiastic about the future? Are you also in allowance of the timing of when things show up? Are you trusting that the universe has your back? Those are all telltale signs. Is, are you in the right state? And so it's going to be different for every single person on the planet of whether or not they're in this space where they're like, I am living my best life ever, right? It's my yoga teacher, Coco in Aspen. He's pretty amazing. And he says, we didn't come here to have a mediocre life. We came here to have a fantastic life, to live our best lives ever. And that is different for every single one of you. And so you have to get really clear. How do you want it to look like, to feel like for you? How does satisfaction feel like to you in your heart? For some of you, it might be working hard. For some of you, it might be grinding. It might be writing 10 novels. It might be publishing 25 books. It might be, you know, going for a ski run. It might be taking a walk. It might be taking a hot bath. It might be hugging a tree. We don't know. Only you know. And what it takes is to surrender enough, to quiet enough, to listen to the truth that's inside of you. So we will say more. We're going to take a short break. Stay tuned. I got some more for you on the other side.
Om Times TV.
Do you trust you? Do you trust your body? What if the key to unlocking the weight, pain, suffering, fear, anxiety, addictions, traumas and sorrows was already inside of you? Learn to love the skin you are in so you can create the body, business, and life you love. Everyone always says you can't explain what Catherine does, you just have to experience it. From Hollywood actors to New York Times best-selling authors to some of the world's wealthiest and most successful, no two experiences are the same. For private sessions, online courses, live events, and the latest book Jack Canfield calls Game Changer and should be required reading for everyone, go to KatherineMcIntosh.com. KatherineMcIntosh.com.
Imagine becoming a super influencer. Reinvent yourself. Invest in your brand, and then manifest your success with a robust, spheric approach. Om Times Media and Broadcasting offers a unique and multifaceted way to become the spiritual and conscious influencer you deserve to be by putting your message across our powerful platform with its proven record of integrity and excellence. Through our produced shows, Om Times offers the opportunity to become a social media TV personality, a radio show host, an Om Times magazine columnist, and a syndicated podcaster, all in one shot. By live streaming your show on Om Times TV and broadcasting it across the extensive Om Times radio and TV networks, you become more than a host. You become an ambassador and a force for positive change. Om Times. Open yourself to the possibilities.
I want to eat apples and bananas. I need to eat apples and bananas. Why can't I eat apples and bananas?
Support the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks to help provide meals to those in need. Join us at feedingamerica.org.
Okay, my magical friends, we are back for this episode. Are you working hard or receiving easy? And so to all the women out there who really like are prone to work hard, are prone to, now I work hard, but it's from a different place than it used to be. So I used to try to push or force things to happen. Now I'm surrendering and allowing, right? I used to have to prove. Now I'm not doing that. And so for all of you out there that are like, well, this sounds awesome, Catherine, but how the heck do we do that? You know, I have a 5-day challenge. It's called the Breakthrough Body Challenge, and it's really phenomenal. It's designed to help you get in alignment and in a more loving relationship with your body. And when you soften into this one body that you're given in this lifetime, and you start to create a different relationship with it, things start to open and heal. And so when we do these somatic exercises, your cortisol levels decrease. You can release trauma, trapped trauma that's stuck in your body. So we have, you know, stuck trauma in our bodies, in our bones, in our blood, in our tissues. tissues and our veins and our cells. And like dis-ease cannot live in a healthy cell. But a lot of times what happens is we have these spherical cells. And when a cell is spherical, it's really healthy. It's like, woohoo, take me to the moon and back, right? And when we start to take that spherical cell and we put on it judgment, or we put on it not enough, or we feel lack in our lives, or we feel like we're missing out on something, that spherical cell begins to become elliptical and squash. And that's where disease gets in. That's where autoimmune deficiencies get in. That's where all these sort of diseases that get labeled and diagnosed by doctors. And I think I've said this in a different show, is out of all of the people that I've worked with in the 20 years that I've been an intuitive consultant, I not once have seen someone be diagnosed with something and then the prescription or the remedy to heal that dis-ease is solved in Western sort of world. Now, this is not against Western medicine. Please know that. I'm all for the doctor. I'm all for tests. I'm all for blood draws. I'm all for surgeries when you need them. There's always a time and a place. But what I'm saying is the root cause of most diseases don't get healed unless they're addressed underneath the surface. And so a disease might manifest and the doctor might label it as, you know, Crohn's disease, which is an autoimmune deficiency, but the root cause of that Crohn's disease might be lack of self-esteem. Most thyroid issues in women is their lack of ability to believe in themselves, right? Low self-esteem causes thyroid issues, and low self-esteem can cause a myriad of other diseases. And so the way to create a different relationship with your body, a healthy relationship with your body, is to begin to have a healthy dialogue with you and your body, with you and your heart, with you and your head. And you know, we're not meant to suffer. We're not meant to struggle. And yes, we all do, but we're not meant to live there as a chronic state of existence. We're meant to open our hearts up, to love fully, to live fully, to enjoy fully, to receive fully. And the way that I've discovered that that is a possibility is through creating a different relationship with your body, through having a different dialogue, through being curious about what your body actually needs instead of you deciding what it needs. Because just like me, not being able to listen sometimes to others because I'm stuck in survival mode, we sometimes do that to our bodies where we're not listening to the way it's communicating. So when your body turns up the volume on pain, when your body turns up the volume on getting your attention by either gaining weight or breaking down or feeling anxiety or feeling signs or symptoms of sickness or depression, that's simply your body trying to communicate with you that something's out of alignment and that something's off. And so the way that I found to quiet my monkey mind is to get my body in these like really easy somatic exercises that allow me to surrender, to soften, to quiet, to receive. And then guess what? When we lower our cortisol levels, when we heal our digestion and we rev up our metabolism by doing these somatic exercises, we're more available to listen to our intuition. And when you listen to your intuition, the world can just take you on this magical adventure of life. Really, really, truly magical adventure of life. And there's no right and there's no wrong and there's no disconnect. This is like, oh. Are you wanting to create a different world for yourself, one in which instead of valuing how many dollar signs are in your bank account, which there's nothing wrong with it, there's nothing wrong with it, but are you willing to value how you feel? Because if you have all the money in the world without your health, it's not going to do you much good. You're probably going to have a hard time enjoying what you worked so hard to create. And so for all of you out there that are like, yeah, I want this different relationship with my body, you're invited to check out my 5-day body challenge. It's called the Breakthrough Body Challenge. And it's quite beneficial for anyone that wants to reconnect to their truth, that would like to reduce their cortisol levels, that would like to balance their hormones, that would like to wake up feeling the sense of aliveness and freedom and excitement and enthusiasm. And when the women of the world are in a more relaxed, receptive place, it doesn't mean they work hard. It doesn't mean they don't create empires, because they do. Doesn't mean they're not changing the world, because they are. It means that the way in which they do it is from a place of surrender, kindness, awareness, allowance, alignment, and different, something very different can get created from that place. So if you'd like to check out the 5-day breakthrough body challenge, you are welcome to do so, because, you know, I've walked hundreds of people through it, and in the process, they all say, whoa, this is different. And it really is, because you didn't come here to suffer and struggle and live in lack and live in fear and be scared. You came here to wake up, to open your heart, to love more fully, to live with more joy, to share more experiences, and to truly allow the genius of why you're in a female body, right? And look, some of you that are in a female body may just love living that masculine. Then I high five you and I salute you and I applaud you. This is for those of you that are aware that there is a bit of a disconnect between you and your natural state that you would like to be living in. And so if you are somebody who would like to soften a bit, who maybe wants to navigate your hormonal journey, who maybe wants to feel less stressed and less anxious, maybe wants to be more present for your spouse or your children, who maybe wants to run your company from a softer place and still feel connected to you and your purpose in life, then this is for you to see what it would be like if you began to create a different relationship with your body, one in which you're curious, one in which you're listening, one in which you are allowing yourself to relax and sort of take a step back. And there's no right or wrong in this journey called life, my friends. There really isn't. This is about, are you feeling fulfilled? Are you excited about what's next? And do you have this big dream or this big desire for your life, and you're not sure how you're going to get there? I did a session yesterday, I received from someone in Aspen, really phenomenal healer. I don't often see many healers, but it is good for me to recalibrate myself, to remind myself sometimes who I am, and to just do it in certain ways. Yesterday was the equinox, spring equinox, a powerful day. It's going to be a powerful week of opening, right? Of that spring fever of new things coming to life. And she said to me, she said, you know, Catherine, really cute, right? You're really cute, Catherine. Your guides are laughing at you. And they're saying to you that if everything you've ever asked for would have already happened by now, you'd be bored, right? And I just started laughing because I've been in my world, like I trust the timing of everything. And there are certain moments where I'm like, ooh, is there something I need to be doing different? Because it's not quite there where I want it to be yet. And she just said, you know, just enjoy it. Be patient. You'd be bored if you had everything you're asking for, but it's coming. It's coming, and you're doing the work and you're doing a pretty fantastic job. So surrender. And I just started laughing because I knew the truth of those words that were spoken to me. And so inside each of you is the truth that is trying to get your attention. And so sometimes that truth can show up in an uncomfortable way because we've shut off our receptive mode. We're pushing or we're forcing instead of relaxing and allowing. We're trying to calculate or we're, you know, frustrated instead of releasing and letting go. And this isn't to say that not to be frustrated, but frustration is usually a sign that you're out of alignment with your true nature, right? Sadness is usually you're out of alignment, right? Unless, of course, it is grief, and we all navigate that in our own ways. But when we're sad because we're not where we want to be, right? It's usually a sign that something's off. And so any time that something is off in our worlds, it's just information, right? And when we acknowledge, oh, I'm frustrated, cool. So if I really know how this frustration feels, that must mean that I really also know how it feels when everything's working. Wow, if I'm feeling this pinch with money and it's really not feeling good, then I also know in my bones what it's like to have abundance. And abundance doesn't just refer to wealth. Abundance is the energetic fullness of joy, of contentment, of satisfaction, of living, right? Money doesn't always create that. It sometimes can create more stress, can create more disconnect, can create more frustration. So this is about, are you willing to listen to what you're truly being called to do and be in the world? And are you willing to trust that it could come to you in the most amazing ways when you start to get in alignment with you, with your heart, with your head, and everything in between? So that's kind of all I have for you guys today. You are an amazing, incredible being. And the fact that you're here in, you know, a magical being having a human experience in a human body, it's not always easy, but you're being called. And if you're listening to this and you're still here, you know the truth. You're being called to step into the greatest version of you right now. And be patient with yourself. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to your body. Your body has been hanging on and trying to support you and cheer you on and contribute to you and allow you to go the distance in your life. Be kind to it. Be soft with it. Be generous with it. Like as if it was, you know, one of your, you know, children that is little, that isn't yet a teenager, that isn't yet talking back, but all they want to do is just send you love. Your body's the same way. And so when it is crying out for your attention, there's nothing wrong. It's an invitation to take a step back and get curious and go, maybe I need to surrender. Maybe to just like check things out. So if you'd like to join us on our 5-day Breakthrough Body Challenge, you can join at any time, right? It's an online course, and my team standing by to answer any questions you have. It's a really phenomenal course, and it may just change your life. And so, yeah, check it out. It's on my website, katherinemcintosh.com. And for all of you out there just doing the best you can at life, if no one told you yet today, you're doing a really good job at doing the best you can. And that's all we can ask for each of us. So go out there and hopefully make today a phenomenal day. And in the meantime, hopefully have some fun. Find some ways to appreciate you and the journey that you're on, and allow yourself to be patient enough to know that it's already happening. So thanks for joining me today, and I look forward to seeing you next week.
Katherine is not a medical practitioner nor a licensed therapist. She has strong opinions and will express them, and truly believes that you are your best advocate for any and every area of your life. If you need medical advice, please consult your physician.